The following is a class on the Sri Ishapanishad, text number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in May of 1970 in Los Angeles.
The wise have explained to us that one result is derived from the culture of knowledge, and it is said that a different result is obtained from the culture of nisaya. So, yesterday we have explained to some extent what is the culture of nisaya and what is the culture of knowledge. Culture of knowledge means spiritual knowledge, that is real knowledge. And advancement of knowledge for comforts or to protect this material body, that is the culture of nisaya. Because however you may try to protect this body, its natural course will take place. What is that? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. You cannot relieve this body from repeated birth and death, and while manifested disease and old age. So people are very much busy for cultivating knowledge of this body. Although they are seeing every moment that this body is decaying. The death of the body was registered when it was born. That's a fact. So you cannot stop the natural course of this body. You must meet the process of the body, the birth, death, old age and disease. So Bhagavad says, therefore, jasyasya buddhi kunapi tridhatuki. This body is made of three primary elements, mucus, bile, and air. That is the Vedic version and Ayurvedic treatment. This body is a bag of mucus, bile, and air. In old age, the air circulation becomes disturbed. Therefore, old man becomes rheumatic, so many bodily ailments. So, Bhagavad says, one who has accepted this combination of bile, mucus and air as self, he is an ass. Actually, this is the fact. If we accept this combination of bile, mucus and air as myself, so intelligent person, very great philosopher, very great scientist, does it mean that he is a combination of bile, mucus and air? No. This is a mistake. He is different from this bile or mucus or air. His soul, and according to his karma, he is exhibiting, manifesting his talent. So they do not understand this karma, the law of karma, why you find so many different personalities. If it is a combination of bile, mucus and air. Why they are not similar? So they do not cultivate this knowledge. Why there are dissimilarities? One man is born millionaire. Another man is born, he cannot even have full meals twice a day, although he is struggling very hard. Why this discrimination? Why one is put into such favorable condition, why the other is not? So there is law of karma, the individuality. So this is knowledge. Therefore, in the Vishupanishad says that anyat evahut vidya, anyat ahut avidya. Those who are in ignorance, they are cultivating a different type of advancement of knowledge. And those who are actually in knowledge, they are cultivating in a different way. Ordinary people, they do not like our activities, Krishna consciousness. They are surprised. Gaurgamani was telling me yesterday evening, the people ask, oh, why do you get so much money? You are purchasing so many cars and big church property and maintaining 50, 60 men daily and enjoying. What is this? So they are surprised. And we are surprised why these rascals are working so hard simply for filling the belly. So Bhagavad Gita said, Janisa sarvabhutanam tasmin jagrati sangyam. We are seeing that these people are sleeping. And they are saying, we are wasting our time. This is opposite view. Why? Because their line of action is different, our line of action is different. Now, it is to be decided by an intelligent man whose actions are actually right. These things are very nicely discussed in Vedic literature. There is another, just like this is Isho Upanishad, similarly there is another Upanishad, Garga Upanishad. So that is the talk between husband and wife, very learned. The husband is teaching the wife, etat viditya prayati saiva brahmana gargi. Etat aviditya prayati saiva kripana. This real culture of knowledge, one who everyone takes birth and everyone will die. There is no difference of opinion about it. We shall die and they shall die. They can say that you are thinking of birth, death, old age and disease. So, do you mean to say that because you are cultivating Krishna consciousness, knowledge, you will be free from these four principles of nature's onslaught? No. That is not the fact. The fact is, the Garga Upanishad says, etat viditya prayat. One who quits this body after knowing what he is, saiva brahman, that he is Brahman. Brahmin, we are offering you, the sacred said, why? Just you try to understand what is the mystery of life. That is Brahman. Vijanataha, we have read in this verse, Vijanata. One who quits this body after knowing things as they are, he is Brahman. And etat aviditya ja prayati, and one who quits this body without knowing the mystery of life, he is a kripana. Kripana means miser. Just like if you get $1 million and you could not utilize it, simply you see that, oh, I have got this bank balance. You are happy simply by seeing it. Then you are kripana. You do not know how to utilize. And one who has got $1 million and utilizing it and making millions and millions of dollars, he is intelligent. Similarly, this body is invaluable. One who is utilizing it for culture of spiritual knowledge, he is Brahman. That is the difference between Brahmana and Kripa. And one who is utilizing this body like cats and dogs for sense gratification, he is miser. He does not know how to utilize $1 million. And everyone does not know. But it is the duty of the father, duty of the state, duty of the teacher to educate from the very beginning. The Bhagavad says that one should not become a father, one should not become a mother, one should not become a teacher, one should not become a king unless they are able to elevate their dependent to this spiritual knowledge which can save him from repeated birth and death. So this verse is very important. Anya evahur vidya, anyatahur avidya. Iti susma dhiranam janasad vitakasire. Here is one word, iti susruma. Susruma means hard. The word meaning is there. It is hard. In the Vedic disciplic succession, it is never said it is experience. That is a secret of Vedic understanding. No student will see, just like in the material world, they are engaged in research work. They are trying to find out what is the absolute truth, or even in this material world, just like people are now engaged in researching what is there in the moon planet. So, this is material policy, to try to understand things by his own experience. Pratyaksha, direct, experimental knowledge. Vedic understanding is different. It is Shruti. Shruti means to hear from authoritative source. That is real knowledge. Just like I have given many times this example, that if you want to know your father by experimental knowledge, is it possible? Not possible. Then, how to know my father? By hearing from the authority mother. That's all. Simple thing. Similarly, things which are beyond our experimental knowledge, you should not try to understand by your imperfect senses. That is not possible. If you cannot know your material father by experimental knowledge, How you can know the Supreme Father? By experimental knowledge. The original Father. The Father of the Father, Father, Father is born, touching Father. And the original Father is Krishna. So if you cannot understand your material Father, the next generation, by experimental knowledge, how you can know God or Krishna by experimental knowledge? Can you answer this? Anyone? So people are searching what is God. And searching, 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 and they fail. They say, there is no God. I am God. See? This is not possible. Here it is said, it is Sushuma. This is Vedic knowledge. Heart. Sushuma, where from? Sushuma. From the storekeeper? No. Dhiranam. Sushuma, it is Sushuma Dhiranam. What is Dhiranam? From the sober sect. Not this fanatic sect, but the sober sect, Dhira. Dhira means whose senses are not agitated by material influence. Or Swami or Goswami, he is called Dhira. There are different kinds of agitation. The first agitating agent is the mind. Then the another agitating agent is this tongue. Another agitating agent is our speaking power. Bacha bhega, krodha bhega. Another agitation is when you become angry. When you become angry, we forget. We do any nonsense due to the agitation of anger. When you speak in anger, you speak so many nonsense things. Bacha bhega, krodha bhega, manasa bhega, jivha bhega. Jivha bhega, agitation of the jivha. Tongue. Don't you see? For the agitation of the tongue, so many advertisements. Here is this liquor, here is this chicken, here is this beef. What for? To satisfy the agitation of the tongue. Does it mean that without beef, without chicken, without liquor, we cannot live? Is it a fact? It is not a fact. For living, we have got so many nice things. God has, Krishna has given Ishavasamidam Sadvam. For human being, you can take these grains, these fruits, the nice things, the milk. The milk is produced hugely. It is not for the cow itself who is producing the milk. It is for human being. Tena taktena mandita. That is the allotment. God's allotment is, you Mr. or Miss Cow or Mrs. Cow, although you are producing milk, you cannot drink it. It is for the human. Better animal, not the, you are, you and all. What you will do by drinking milk? No animal, of course in infant stage, every animal living mother's milk, that is nature. But so far the cow's milk is concerned, that is specifically meant for the human being. So tena tattena gundita. What is ordained by Krishna or God, you take it. But we have got the agitation of the tongue. Why shall I be satisfied simply taking grains, milk and vegetables and fruit? Let me maintain hundreds of slaughterhouse and kill these animals. After taking their milk, although she becomes my mother, for my tongue agitation let them be killed. So this is not, you haven't got to hear some such nonsense, but you have to hear from the Dhirana, those who have controlled their senses. That is it. Goswami or Swami. One who has six kinds of control. Control of the mind, control of the tongue, control of anger, control of speaking, control of the genital, and control of the belly. The six kinds of agitating agents. The mind, the tongue, the belly, the genitals, the speaking. So one who has control over these six things, he is called Dhirana, Dhira, forever Dhira. Just like in Kumar Sambhav, there is a nice poetry made by a great poet, Kalidas. It is called Kumar Sambhav. This Kumar Sambhav, we had our prescribed books in our intermediate IA class, Kumar Sambhav. So Kumar Sambhav, the fact of the Kumar Sambhav is that when Parvati suicided herself in the Dokha Yuga, then Lord Shiva was very angry. He left this world. That's a Dokha Yuga story you might have heard from Bhagavatam. So he was engaged in meditation. And there was fight between the demons and the demigods. They wanted a very nice general. So it was concluded that with the Sevina of Lord Shiva, if a son is born, then he'll be able to fight this great fight between the demons. So Lord Shiva was in meditation, completely naked. So this Parvati was sent to worship the Shivalinga, just to agitate him for sex. But he was not agitated. He was still silent. So that particular instance is given by Kalidas. Here is a dhira. Dhira. He is naked. A young girl is worshipping the genital, touching it. It's still. It's not agitated. Not agitated. So that is the example of being dhira. Dhira means there may be causes for agitation, but one shall not be agitated. That is called dhira. In spite of presence of the agent of agitating, just like there is a very nice full stop, but still my tongue should not be agitated. There is a very nice girl or boy, still I shall not be agitated sexually. In this way, when you are able to control the six agitating elements, then you become dhira. Dhira. Not that here Lord Shiva had no sexual potency, but he was dhira. That is it. It's like Krishna danced with so many girls, but there was no sex appetite. That is called dhira. So, you have to hear from such person, dhira. Here it is said, it is susuma dhirana. Dhirana. Then your knowledge will be perfect. If you hear from adhirana, those who are not controlled, then it is useless knowledge. But here it is in the Vedic version of Isho Upanishad, Iti susuma dhiranam jena sat vitatasire. So, that the student has approached his spiritual master and he says that we have heard like this, now it may be kindly explained. So teacher or the spiritual master is not inventing something. The same old thing, just like Bhagavad Gita, the old thing is being explained again by Krishna to Arjuna. So we have nothing to research. Everything is there. Simply we have to hear from a person who is dhira, who is not agitated by these six kinds of agitating agents. That is the process of Vedic knowledge. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sivaya upadakshanti jnanina tatta darshana. So, always remember that we have to learn from a person who is dhira, who has control over these agitating agents. Thank you.